Blog Talk Radio. I'm glad to be here today. Shalom, shalom. It's been a beautiful weekend, and I'm glad I'm home, but we're home now. And I just wanted to take a moment and say that that was one of the best experiences that I've ever had in my whole life. I think it was an amazing experience, you know, and I don't want to be the one to tell it. I'm not going to be the one to tell it. I'm going to let the people that went tell it, because it was an amazing experience. And the more I think about it, the more it takes my breath away. It was just wonderful. It was something that I have never experienced before. And I was kind of upset at first because I felt like Yah didn't come the way I wanted him to come. But he did show up, and the more that I think about it, he showed up in a way that everybody knew that was there that he showed up. So I have come to that realization, and it was just amazing. It was beautiful to meet everyone. It was wonderful to put faces and names together, and it just was a beautiful experience. So I'm going to open up the mic, and I'm going to let Brother Donnie, I have an opportunity. And we're going to talk about this all day. So we're waiting on everybody to get on, but I'm going to open up his mic. Brother Donnie, your mic is open. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, family. And like
shalom.
You.
Shalom. Go ahead.
Shalom, shalom. Am I being heard?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I wanted to thank you for inviting me. And it was a beautiful day, and the Almighty was in our presence, man. We had a peaceful day. Nobody bothered us. We was able to talk and praise and give honor to our God. You understand? I mean, the Almighty don't show up when we want him to show up. He shows up in
mm-hmm.
his time. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So, give honor and great praise to the Holy One of Israel for allowing us to have such a peaceful time. The weather was beautiful, didn't rain on us.
No.
I'm grateful, to the Almighty, you understand, for that alone, you understand. Of course, we would like him to show up the way we want him to show up, but that don't never happen.
That's true.
Yeah. So I like to thank everybody that showed up and the ones that didn't show up. You understand? You know, and the proof is in the pudding. Things are going to be, we're going to see some things that's going to let us know that he is with us. You understand? That's my major concern for Almighty to let us know that he's with us. He let us know when Trump signed it into order that our 400 years is up. That was not for those other folk. That was to let us know that he is with us, and he's coming to get his folk. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right. Anybody else want to join in? Anybody else that was there? Would you like to share something and put something on the record? Let me make an announcement about the video. I talked to the videographer while we were there, and he told me that the video wouldn't be ready until Saturday. So he's working on that now, you know, getting everything together. So we are really excited about the fact that I want to see what it looks like at the completed stage, because it's just amazing. Anybody else that was there that wants to share what their experience was, you know, because it was a very spiritual experience, you know, when I think about it.
No,
if you do, please push one, and we'll get you on. Push one, and we will get you on. You know, I just want to be able, because I don't want to be the one telling the story. I don't want to be the one telling the story. I want the people there to tell the story. Oh, they pushing one. Here they go. All right, we're going to start with area code 513, Sister Lavia. Your mic is open. As soon as it tours, you on the air, and I'm coming to you for area code 540. Sister Lavia? We can't hear you.
Unmute your mic.
Here I am. All right. Thank you, Brother Donia. Shalom, shalom, mm-hmm. family. I think it was just, I can't even explain it. I mean, it was a picture perfect day. It was, it wasn't too hot. It was a clear day, and it seemed like right after we got through with the prayer, it seemed like it just started clouding up out of nowhere. I don't know if y'all saw that. It went from being noisy and hearing the hustle and bustle to absolute silence.
Yeah.
And I heard somebody at the corner of my ear say, "Now that's a picture." When we were praying, they said, "That's a picture."
Wow.
And I mean, it was amazing. They said, "That's a picture." Wow. Mm-hmm. It was something. I couldn't even, you know, I have no words. It was a beautiful, if you weren't there, you know, it was beautiful. It was beautiful to see. We had people from all four corners of the United States, all everywhere in between. We had people that were around the world that also, you know, reached out afterwards and said how they were affected by it. It was just beautiful. I felt a certain peace. I couldn't. It was like I just didn't want to let it go. I don't know what Sister Couture, what did you think?
Oh,
well, I didn't open her mic. She's not here yet. I'm just waiting on everybody to call in. Yes, she is. Sister Couture, are you there? Area code 513. Sister Levine said, what did you think about the event?
Oh, you mean the police officer you was flirting with?
No. I was talking about the prayer. You're telling too much now. You're telling too much.
That's too much information.
Too much information.
I mean, it was just absolutely wonderful, you know, and I was thinking, ain't nothing more beautiful than seeing black men pray. It was just
hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah. And you know what, Brother Yerushalayim brought it to my attention after it was over, and I felt it when I was there, but I really was so involved in what I was saying. But it was like the multi-issue a dimensional no-fly zone. It was like he just issued an order that nobody moved in the universe, because it was like the whole dimension just stood still. It was
okay.
Still
yep,
working
yep,
in the
yep,
air.
Yep, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Did you feel that? It was like a
still
exactly. in the air. It wasn't a bird flying. It wasn't a plane flying.
No.
It was nobody talking. It just, the whole atmosphere just went hush.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did you notice that the clouds stopped until after we got finished and then they moved in?
Yes, the clouds moved in because it was a totally blue sky. If you guys want to imagine this, it was a totally blue sky. There was no clouds anywhere. When we got finished praying, those clouds moved in. I was like, them ships. I don't care what nobody said. They made just regular clouds. At that moment, the clouds just started. They just was right in the. It was totally blue. There was no clouds anywhere. Totally blue. And when we got finished praying, I looked up and the sky was full of clouds. Just
sure
there, husky white clouds just sitting there.
Yep. Yep. I was seeing
was
the same
amazing.
Thing. I couldn't believe
it
because there was so much activity before we started, you know, so much activity with the helicopters and planes flying and people walking by and talking. But when it started, everything just totally got quiet. It was just
it was
still.
It was, and I didn't even realize it. Because I was so caught up in the prayer that what I was telling Brother Yerushalayim after it was open, we were all at the hotel. I was like, you know, I really wanted y'all to show up. He said, oh, y'all ain't nobody did show up. He said, did you feel the hush that was in the air, the silence? It was completely, it was, and some one of the sisters said, that's because y'all wanted to hear what we had to say. Hold on, Eric,
hallelujah.
You're on the air. 540, your mic is open, you're on the air.
Hallelujah. Y'all did show up. He showed up. It was a beautiful day. People were walking, going to and fro. They were climbing the steps and everything, and they were moving around. And when the prayer came, it's like a hush just came over the people actually took a seat where they were on those steps, and they just sat there quietly. You could hear yourself breathe. That's how quiet it got. It got quiet. You know, we had
children got quiet.
Yes, the helicopters didn't even fly over. No, any plane.
He showed up
in his quiet, beautiful way.
He sure did.
And the Ruach was there in the wind.
Yes, she was.
It was
the power
of the wind was blowing.
Mm-hmm.
It was beautiful. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful. And, you know, the whole scenery, the blue and the white, and it was just gorgeous. And the people, we as Yah's people. And I've been blessed to meet some beautiful, wonderful people.
Oh, yeah.
Who continue to contact. And I'm looking forward to another event where we can gather, especially the one where we can gather forever.
And you know what? It was the love that was there. It was so much love there that you just felt like that was like it was a family reunion almost. You know, and it was beautiful.
That's how it felt. That's exactly how it felt.
Nobody left to go home. Everybody's like, do we have to leave yourself? You know? And then one of the brothers said, have something else. I'll be there to have something else. It was like, we are going to definitely make it where we get together, because that was a beautiful experience.
You mean there wasn't no arguments?
No.
No
fuss.
You know how we do when we get together, man. Somebody got to argue.
Love.
You know what?
There wasn't an issue about being messianic, non-messianic, whether or not sisters were talking, brothers were talking. We were just happy to be there doing what we needed to do. It was beautiful all the way around. There was no issue.
And white people coming up and hugging on us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know what? It was in watching the people of the other nation. Even they had a different mentality. They were coming up asking who we were. Who are you people? What are you doing? You know what I'm saying? Even when we told them we was Hebrew Israelites, the whole mentality of them never changed. They were comfortable around us. You know what I'm saying? And oh my gosh, it just was amazing. It was amazing. It was so amazing.
And the lady from Ghana took out running and came over there and sit down in the middle of us.
She sat right down in the middle of us, and they took a picture of her. And she was from France. That was the lady that was from France. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She sat right down in the middle of us and took a picture, had them take a picture. I think they were in awe of the fact that we had on white and we had on blue. And we had on the blue and white castle to hang, the ZZ, everything was in. It was in unison. It was in order. It was beautiful.
Hallelujah.
It was beautiful. And you know, I heard, and brother Yerushalayim, he did the prayer. And like she said, the brothers took over and they did the prayer. The reciting of the prayer was powerful. You know, and it was like, hold on, let me get him prayer. Eric Cole 470, your mic is open, you're on the air.
Shalom.
Shalom.
How y'all doing tonight?
We still hot.
We're basking in the glow.
Yeah, I was telling them what you told me. Remember when we were up on the balcony of the hotel and you was like, Diana, y'all did come. Did you notice how quiet everything got? And as I began to think about that when I was at home, I said it was a complete hush. Nobody was talking.
You know, those planes was taking out every 5-10 minutes.
We was right by the airport.
They were taking out every 5-10 minutes. Then as soon as we started praying, it seemed like everything just got sour.
Yeah, he issued a no-fly zone. Sister Rachel, he issued a no-fly zone from heaven. The birds wasn't even flying.
Absolutely.
And did you it was right by the water, and you couldn't even hear them boats anymore move?
You couldn't hear nothing. Nothing. You couldn't hear anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of the sisters said, y'all wanted to hear us. And he made sure it got quiet enough. Man, listen, I'm about to cry. I'm telling you, some powerful stuff jumping off me. You know, that was powerful. I'm telling you. It's like I said, it's only when you're in it, you don't see it. But when you reflect back on it, you sit back and say, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they were talking about how long the prayer was. But once we said it, everybody was like, wow. You know? Some people showed up late. This one sister and her two daughters, they showed up late. But you know what they did? They got down on their knees and they said that prayer. They did.
They did. Yes, they did.
They did. They did.
Yeah.
And I think she came from North Carolina, South Carolina. And they got down on their knees and they said that prayer. I was wow. Hold on, let me get this mic over. Area code 661, your mic is open. You are on the air.
Shalom, family. I cannot even talk right now. I tell you, I have been screaming nonstop since that day. I told my daughters, I said, see, now we just added more members to the family. We thought we had none, and there you go.
Shalom. Powerful.
It was good to see everybody, to put the names with the faces, but it was also good to meet the people that we were going to spend time with in the wilderness.
Absolutely.
And I was like Sister Yaina, I was bummed. I said, I wish y'all had shown up, and, you know, I expected to see something, but then, you know, I felt something, and I did after the prayer. Once the cloud took over, there was like a light breeze, and it felt like a hug. And I knew that we had Yah's attention because of how quiet it was. He was listening. And then the next morning, I shared this with Brother I forget who now, but Sister Leona, we spent the day together, and I shared this with them, and I said, the next morning I was praying, and, you know, just like I would talk to my dad here, I was like, oh, yeah, I wish you'd shown up. You know, I was looking forward to meeting you, and I just heard I was there.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
You know, one thing that I find out, see, we put too big of expectations on things, especially when we're dealing with the Almighty. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
See, he shows up in his way. You understand?
In his way.
You know, you understand? Now, we recognize, after it was all over, we recognize that he was there because of the peace that we had there. It was peaceful.
Yeah.
You understand? And the weather was nice right there, you understand? Even though the storm was looming in the other side, you understand? It was peaceful in our area, you understand? I didn't expect it to be no better than what it did. I mean, I would have loved for it to have been better, but it couldn't have been no better. Even if we had orchestrated it, you understand, ourselves, it couldn't have been no better for me, you understand? I understood it was beautiful. You understand? I loved it. I really did. I was, you know, seeing all the pictures. I mean, the faces to the picture, the faces to the voices that we hear. You understand? It was beautiful. I really think it was beautiful. You understand? And the results of that, man, will be seen down the road. We just got to get on the Almighty.
Yes, it will. It was felt all over the world. Everybody that was a part of us, I know they had to feel it. It was all over the world. It was a beautiful. Mm-hmm. It just was amazing. It was amazing. And that's how God does. He moves in and moves out, and you'd be like, wow. You know, he left you with that wow.
Yeah.
You know, he just moved. He smooth with it. He just moved on in and moved on out. You just be like, wow. You know, mm-hmm. But we stood in the gap for everybody. Whether you rock yep. Mom, you did a beautiful job with the prayer. Your son yep, blew the shofar. It was beautiful. All of it was beautiful. Brother William, he got a chance to do the civil rights thing. All of
okay.
it. Brother Henry, yep. He was the master of ceremony. I mean, the men stepped up, didn't they, ladies?
Yes, they did.
It was amazing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No praise the
mighty God. We wasn't worried about anybody doing anything to us. It was beautiful.
Absolutely.
And them angels was right there making sure we were safe. There wasn't nobody there to bother us. Everybody was sitting there listening mm-hmm. to the music. Even the people from the other nations were talking about how beautiful the music was. I mean,
oh, yeah.
was beautiful.
And hugging on everything.
It all came together.
They was hugging on us and stuff. It was like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, that's why
awesome. Yaina, can I share
about
something?
Yes, ma'am.
So the following morning, this is something else I shared with Sister Leona, was the following morning when I was praying to Yah, and I said, oh, when I asked, like, oh, I wish you had been there, and he said I was. And, you know, with Yah, there are no coincidences.
Okay.
So I'm going through the scriptures, and I got four scriptures right away. And, you know, the first one was like, oh, maybe this is a mistake. And I will read, there's just four short verses. And the fourth mm-hmm. one, I was just like, okay, I was done. I know now. I hear you loud and clear.
Yeah.
So
he let you
first
know.
The first one was Genesis 28, verse 15. And it says, and behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest. And I said, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next one was Jeremiah 29:13. And it said, you shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart.
Hallelujah.
And the third one was Luke 15, verse 6. Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep, which was lost.
Oh, wow,
And then here's the last one that had me boo-hoo crying, was Acts 27:22. It said, but now I urge you to keep up your courage, because not one of you will be lost. Only the ship will be destroyed. I urge you to keep courage. Not one of you will be lost. Only the ship will be destroyed. And I was like, yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
That's amazing. Hallelujah. Hold on, let me get mic open. Area code 804, your mic is open, you're on the air. Area code 804.
I just want to praise the Lord. This is Dr. Johnson. I just want to praise the Lord for being able to gather with my brothers and sisters on the mall there in D.C. It was a feeling that is almost indescribable. So I'm just grateful to have been able to be a part.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So what did you feel, sis? I mean, how did you feel? You said it's a feeling that's indescribable. What was indescribable for you?
That it was almost like I was at a family reunion, and even though I had never really seen all of the people, I felt like I knew them. I felt like I knew you guys, even though I'd never, you know, seen you before, and just, you know, being able to be directed to turn to the east and lift our hands up, and we were in unity. And even though there were some little crazy things going on around us, you know, we just ignored that. We stayed focused on why we were there.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty God. And did you the hush where we started to pray? Did you feel the whole atmosphere just go quiet? Everything just went quiet.
Yes.
Everything.
Yes. It was amazing.
Powerful. It was amazing. I don't know. I'm a crybaby, so I will start, so I'm not even going to start. I was so excited. Woo, this did all come together. You know, it was a lot of things that were planned that we wanted to do, but y'all didn't want it to be that way. It went the way he wanted it to. And that's the one thing that we realized in the planning of this is that we had to do it the way y'all wanted it done. Because it wasn't about what we wanted. It was about how he wanted it. Sister Akiana, I'm going to open up your mic. I need to know what your response was. Shalom, shalom, Sister Akiana. I wanted to say thank you for all of your planning. And how did you feel about the whole prayer?
I thought it was wonderful. I love the fact that it was quiet. I think that if anybody came, that is the one thing that stood out to everyone, how quiet it was. It was silent when we were praying, and it was almost like y'all wanted to hear our prayer. That was the clincher, is how quiet everybody that was around, that were walking through the monument, they were quiet, and that's the part that I take away.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty God. It just was something supernatural. Because how can you make something like that quiet, an outside area like that quiet with no noise? I mean, because like you said, planes was flying off every 5 minutes from the airport. Helicopters was going two and three at a time. But when we started to pray, it was like a hush. It was amazing.
We had no control over none of that stuff. Remember that.
No.
It was all the Almighty. You understand? And I agree that the Almighty wanted to hear something from us. How we feel about him. How we feel about the Almighty and what our intentions are. That's what really gets me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Oh, it was something else I'm telling you. I take away from the prayer that he heard us. I take away from the prayer that he accepted the prayer. You know, I take away from it that we stood in the gap for everybody, you know, and we did what we went there to do. And I believe y'all was pleased. I really do believe that. Like I said, I'm so proud of the men. All of you all stepped up and did what you were supposed to do. All of them looked very, very professional. I mean, it just was we looked like we were Israelites. I mean, for real, we came looking like Israelites, you know. Some people even came late. They still came from all over the United States. There was people there from all over the United States. It was amazing. Yeah. It was amazing. It really was amazing. You know, even like she said, the children were even quiet. Everybody was quiet.
Yeah.
We had men, women, and children there, and the children were even quiet.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh,
it really was. Whew, world is just, you know, you have to think about it as you reflect back on it. It's like, wow. And then the hotel was, oh, my gosh. I've still been talking about the hotel. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Imagine you guys who didn't get a chance to go, that we're in a hotel with an open balcony looking out at the sky. The sky was just beautiful. The planes, I mean, it just was beautiful. The whole atmosphere was just beautiful. And everybody was like, do we have to go home?
Yeah. It was downrange on target.
Yes, beautiful, 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 beautiful. It's amazing. It just was amazing. You know, and now we go to plan B. We go to the next level, you know, because I really do believe, I'm like your sister, nothing happens by chance. And all of those people that was there, I know it was some people there from the different three-letter agencies. I know they was there. And they got an earful. Do you hear me? They went back and told they superior officers and stuff. And they felt the Most High, because there's no way you could have sat there and not felt the Most High. There was no way, because those people got quiet and they reverenced y'all. They did. They got quiet. And you don't know who the people were that walked up to you. You have no idea who those people are, but you know what? I think everything happens for a reason, and you watch what I tell you. We haven't seen the last of this yet. We have not.
No.
This man walked up to me when I was sitting over there on the wall with Sister Couture, and he said, who are you all? He was with his wife. I said, well, we're the Hebrew Israelites of the Scriptures. He said, okay. He said, well, my daughter is married to a Nigerian, and he claims that he's a black Jew. And I said, okay. He said, but he don't act like you all. He more relates to the ones on the corner. And I told him, I said, they family too. And I told him some other things. I said, but those are our family too. He said, well, who is the people that's in the land of Israel? I said, you talking about the Israelis? I said, that's Esau. I said, you know Isaac had Jacob and Esau? He said, yes. I said, well, that's Esau. I said, what happened is in 70 A.D. when the Romans came in and sacked Jerusalem, we ran into Africa. I said, and then from there, that's where we were. I said, and they took over our identity. He said, so what do you guys want to do now? I said, we want to go home. I said, we've been here for 400 years. It's time for us to get ready to go home. He said, well, where are you going to go? Because they already got Jerusalem. And Jerusalem, I said, the land of Canaan is huge. I said, that's a huge landmass. He said, that is true. He said, that is absolutely true. He said, well, give me one of your cards and let me hold on to this. Because I want to know more. You don't know who that man was.
You're right.
Absolutely. I wish you had been able to tell them that them people was going to come out of that land.
Well, I didn't have time to go into all that, because when I told him we wanted to go home, his wife went to look and worry. She was like, oh, Lord, you know, but it's time for us to go home. It is.
Yeah. No, you really didn't need to do that. All we was there to give praise and honor to the great, to the Holy One of Israel. We don't want to cut nobody down or none of that, man. Let the Almighty do his thing. You're right.
Yep, that's true. That's right. You know, and it was just amazing because hold on, let me get this mic up. Eric, call 904, your mic is open, you're on the air.
This is Brother Henry. Shalom, everyone. How are everyone doing?
Shalom.
How are you? I'm fine. I usually don't say a whole lot. I don't say very much. But however, I must add to the conversation of this past weekend. It was phenomenal. What stood out to me was the energy and the confidence when I was speaking to the brothers. I just felt the power there and such a stillness during that prayer. So I kind of echo all those words that everybody said. So it was a phenomenal event, and I would love to do that again. It was just really,
hallelujah.
I was really grateful for it.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
yeah.
Hallelujah. You did a great job being the master of ceremony. You did wonderful. And he said, I've never done this before. I said, you did great. And, you know, it was good to see the men step up. And y'all honored that. He did. He honored that. He did. He really did. He really, really did. Wow. And you felt the hush too, Brother Henry. You felt the stillness.
Yes, it was a stillness. It was a quietness that I have never felt before and never heard.
Okay.
It was just unbelievable. Everything stopped during that prayer. Everything.
So
I thought that was amazing. It was just amazing.
Hallelujah.
Yes, and that's the power that Israel has is being God's people. He sent out a heavenly no fly edict. Nobody talked. Everybody was quiet. Nobody was even talking. The birds weren't even flying. There was nothing moving. Nothing moved.
That is correct.
And we did that prayer for what, 20 minutes? Nothing moved. For 20 minutes.
Hallelujah.
And don't forget, you couldn't even hear the traffic.
You couldn't hear nothing. Nothing. It's unbelievable. It was amazing. You couldn't hear anything. It was amazing. Oh, my goodness. You know, like I said, we expected one thing, and y'all showed us in a totally different way. And then, like I said, when we finished, I still can't get over the clouds. The sky was completely clear. It was blue. It was nothing in the sky. It wasn't even a cloud nowhere. And then we finished, we looked up, and it was just little puffs of clouds everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nowhere. And everybody looked up like, where did the clouds come from? The sky was completely blue.
Just like they started moving in as we were finishing the prayer. It was crazy. I felt the same way. I was like, it feel like those would be ships right there. Cause I mean, they just came and it's like it just stood right there where we were.
They just
and then it just
here.
Started filling out the rest of the sky. It was just
It
was just something. You couldn't even explain it.
Amazing, amazing. Cause I wanted to know when they came from. Everybody was like, look at all them clouds. And I'm like, where did it come from? Out of nowhere, they just mysteriously, the sky, I'm going to say it again. I know I've been repeating myself, but I want everybody under the sound of my voice that's listening, that's going to listen to this. The sky was completely blue. There no clouds in the sky.
Yeah.
None, nowhere.
Do you remember the time when we was at the Red Sea? And Moshe said, stand still and let the Almighty, I can't quote it verbatim, but he was telling us to stand still and let the Almighty be there, be with us. You understand? And that's the feeling that I got at that time.
Yes, yes. The clouds just came out of nowhere and they just filled up the sky because we was looking out at the water. So when we say that there was no clouds, there was nothing in the sky. Nothing.
Yeah.
And I looked up, I said, those are ships. I said, they're close, but those are ships. And then guess what? When we got back to the hotel, the sky was clear again. It was clear.
Yeah.
That night, when the sun was going down, the sky was clear. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I think it was stand still and see the power of our God. That's when we was at the Red Sea.
Amazing. It's just like I said, we're going to do it again. Somebody was telling me, have something else so we can come. Have something else so we can get together because we should try to get together at least once a year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and if we can plan it out a year in advance, the travel tickets won't be that expensive, but we need to come together at least once a year so that we can kind of see each other and put a face to a name and begin to worship God because now all we got to do now is wait on it and worship it because we've done what he told us to do.
Absolutely.
We did it. We did what he told us to do. It's just amazing. And I want you guys to know, expect a blessing. Expect Yah to bless you.
Now, of course, that's one of the things that that's going to happen after you do what the Almighty expects you to do or what He tells us to do. You understand? The results of that, man, is going to, it lingers on and on and on. So we're going to see some miraculous stuff go down, you know, in, for our benefit, you understand? Even for the ones that wasn't there and for our forefathers, you understand? Miraculous stuff go down. That's my assertion.
Yes, expect the blessing. Expect y'all to bless you because we did what he said. At that moment, I'm going to turn your captivity. He said, expect the blessing. That's Deuteronomy chapter 30. He said, I'm going to turn your captivity. And we did what he told us to do. We went and apologized to the Most High Yah, and we did what he told us to do.
Yeah, that is a great thing.
Yes, we did.
That means a
lot. Yes, we did. Yes, we did. We said we were sorry. We said we were sorry.
It feels so good to be, you know, around sisters and brothers where you have the same one understanding. You know the purpose of the reason why you're there. You know what it means, you know, to the Most High, what it means to, you know, make a repentance prayer of you know, addressing the wrongs that, you know, we've done, our ancestors have done, and just try to, you know, as humbly as possible go before him in such a way. But also being around sisters and brothers that you just didn't want the moment to end. You know, it's just a peace, and everybody's on one accord, and there is no ism and schism, and we all hugging each other and just crying together and praying together. It was just beautiful.
It was beautiful.
And, you know, I want to thank you for doing the interviews and going around interviewing everybody. We're going to have this online in a minute. As soon as he's finished editing it, we're going to sit down and go through it and make sure everything is together. And Sister LaVille went around and interviewed most of the people that was there and got them on camera. I mean, it just was done very, very professionally. And I wanted to take a moment and thank you for doing that. I was really pleased with how everything went. Everybody was comfortable. You know what I'm saying? It was beautiful. It just was beautiful. You know, everybody had a chance to get on camera. You know, it was beautiful. It was a beautiful moment. Like you said, everybody knew what they came to do. We did what we were supposed to do. We fellowshiped. The food was good. Sister Apion put her big toe up in that food. Sister Malta, and the food was it was good. Oh,
it was
good. That chicken salad, that grilled chicken salad was the bomb. I mean, it was really good. It was really good. It was good. Everything was good. You know, it really was. And, you know, we fasted, and I think it was because we fasted, and we had fasted that night before we went to the Jefferson Memorial, and we fasted until after the prayer was over. Y'all showed up. He really did. He showed up.
I told you that. I told you that. He's going to show, man, not the way we expect him to show. He show up the way he show up. You understand?
Yes. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty God. Sister Leona took everybody's picture. When I tell you she got everybody's picture, that girl got everybody's picture. She got people on tape talking. Leona got everybody's picture. I'm telling you, she did. She got everybody's picture. And she was the one like, I don't want to leave. I really do love Sister Leona. She is a special person. I'm telling you, she is. I'm like, man, but it was good to, you know, it was good that everybody came together and we were around each other like family, because we family, you know, we family. We got to come to that conclusion. You know, wasn't no hoops and hollering, wasn't no isms and schisms. If you was Masonic, we was family. If you was non-Masonic, we was still family. We ate together, we fellowship. That's what y'all want. He doesn't want us to ask each other arguing and fighting and bickering and fussing. No. And Brother Jerry now has a new name. His name is Jeremiah. I love what he did with the T-shirt. Oh, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of the T-shirts, you guys expect your T-shirts. I'm going to order them when I hang up on the phone today or first thing tomorrow, and so that they'll be sending to me. I should get them probably by Monday, and then I will send them straight off to you. Everybody who orders T-shirts, I'm ordering your T-shirts. I was so tired when I got home. We got home Sunday night about 11:30. I had to turn around and get right back up to take the car back at 8 o'clock on Monday, and I was out Monday to the point where I was just wore out. I couldn't, so I'm going to definitely take care of it. I'll tell you what, I'm going to do it tomorrow when I get home from work, and I'm going to get everybody's T-shirts ordered, and I'm going to get them to you. I promise we're going to get that done. We have gifts for everybody that came, but we're waiting on the videographer to send us the pictures, but we have something very special for everyone that came. And for you all who didn't come, I think we're going to put it on the store so you guys can purchase it if you want to. But we have a very special gift for everybody. We just have to get the still pictures and things like that from the videographer. But he's working on that. You know, we're going to get it done. And I'm glad, you know, what touched me the most was that the people that were around us knew we were Israelites, and they could compare how we carried ourselves to other experiences that they may have had.
Yeah. Exactly.
And they
I agree with you.
And they were comfortable, and you know what I'm saying? And it was a love fest for real. It was beautiful. It was. I'm sorry you guys that couldn't make it didn't make it, but I promise you the next time we get together, please try to come. Because you need that fellowship. I needed that. And I'm going to tell you how I met Brother Jeremiah. I got on the elevator, and the way the elevators were at the hotel was that if you didn't have your key card, it didn't move unless you tapped the key card. So if you didn't have it, you couldn't get on the elevator, go up or down. You couldn't move. So we got on the elevator. And I think my nephew got off, and I didn't get off in time, and it closed on me. And it went all the way up to my floor, and when it opened up again, it went up to the fourth floor, and I got off, and when it opened up again, I was coming down the hallway, and I seen this brother in white garb, and he was like, are you with the Yehuda Project? I said, yes. He said, oh, I am too. He said, you nervous? I said, oh, my God, I ain't slept all night. He was like, me neither. I said, and your name is? He said, my name is Brother Jerry. And yours? I said, I'm Diana. He said, Diana, oh, my God. And that's how we met. And we rolled down on the elevator together. But it was that kind of spirit through the whole weekend. Everybody had that kind of spirit.
We were glad to see
family
and meet each other.
Say again?
We were glad to see each other and finally meet each other, because I tell you, we showed up a little early, and we had asked if you had came and also anyone else. So we were praying that you guys would be safe coming, all of y'all would be safe coming. And y'all answered our prayer.
Yes. Hallelujah. And that's Brother William you all talking. And then Brother Jerry going to tell me, he said, I want to meet Brother William. I wish he could have came. And I was like, well, who is that man over there with that hat on? He said, that's Brother Charles. And we down there calling him Charles, and he ain't listening. He told my name ain't Charles. It just was fun. And then he said, well, man, I'm William, man. I think it was hilarious. I think everybody had fun. Brother William, you did good with the civil rights movement. It just was beautiful.
Give all praise to y'all, because it wasn't me. It was him. But thank you.
It was beautiful. Hallelujah. It was beautiful. It just was. I don't even know what else to say. I'm so full. You know, we got to do it again. We'll never be able to do that again, but we got to come back together. And because we need that. You need that. Everybody, because every time people call in, they be like, I think I'm all alone. Sometimes I feel like I'm all alone because I'm by myself. Ain't nobody else in my family woke with me. Those are the times that you have to come together and meet everybody else, because it energizes you. It gives you strength.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, don't
and we have...
To,
Hallelujah.
Say again?
Don't forget about the sister who gave the presentation on Tulsa.
She gave the what?
The presentation on Tulsa, one day on Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah, Sister Rachel. Sister Rachel, yes, Sister Rachel gave her presentation. She gave her, you did a beautiful job, Sister Rachel. I appreciate you coming together and doing that. All of that was, it just was so beautiful. I apologize, I didn't mean to overlook you. I'm just, my mind is rewinding back to all of the stuff, you know, but you did an excellent job on Tulsa, Oklahoma, on Black Wall Street. You know, it just was beautiful. It was beautiful. All of the kids was coming up, and they was praising y'all, and it just was beautiful.
We had young, we had middle, we had older, Sister Sanaya, Latanya, Elias would bring her husband, and that was the whole family that was there to be able to fellowship with brothers, and it was just nice to see us as a unit. We were actually looking like a family together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hold on, Erico 817. Your mic is open. I see you 972. Erico 817. Your mic is open. I think this is Brother Jeremiah. Shalom.
Hey, shalom. How are
shalom.
Y'all?
Shalom.
I heard every word. Yes, I was ecstatic. I was just blown away the whole time. I really was.
It's beautiful.
And,
beautiful.
Brother William, Brother Rashalom, Brother Donia, I mean, Brother Henry. Oh man, all the sisters. It was nice. It was a beautiful, beautiful place, beautiful weather. You know,
that
I miss you guys already. I know we just left, but I miss you guys already.
I know that's right.
I know. Me too. Yep, I miss you too.
It makes you want to hurry up and go home just so you can be in it all the time, because you don't want to be in this mindset out here. You want to be in that mindset that we had together on one unit all the time.
Can you imagine what the wilderness is going to be like when we get to the wilderness and we all there? Man, that's going to be a beautiful time.
Yes, I can't wait till y'all put the video on YouTube, man, so I could copy it.
You know what I'm waiting on? Brother Jeremiah, how did you feel about everybody's talking about the quietness of the prayer, the whole hush that went over the prayer when we was praying?
Oh, I noticed that too. I also noticed the clouds and everything. I was looking around as we were praying. I was looking around. I was like, these people stopped moving. A lot of them stopped moving. They didn't walk. They didn't talk. It was like it was frozen. You know, I was like, wow. So, okay, let's keep going. You know,
yeah. Hallelujah. Hold on. Let me get this mic open. Eric Cole, 972, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Hello, hello. I'm so happy.
Hello.
You know what? I had a fabulous time. I came home, I told my sister, well, before I even came, I had a fabulous time. My sister's actually worried because she thinks I'm going to crash. I've been so happy, she thinks I just can't sustain it. She's a little worried.
You got everybody's pictures. Y'all know to go to Leona if y'all need pictures, because she has everybody's photos. You know.
I'm going to try to send them to you, Sister Yaina. And I was working with Sister Esther, and I tell her I'm technologically challenged, and she knows that. But she was really trying to help me, so I'm going to try and get it to her and get it to you. And hopefully I'll do that sooner than later. I was hoping that I'd have it done today, but I just didn't have a chance to do it. But, yeah, I had such a good time, I really enjoyed it, you know. To my family reunion in July, and we get along really well. And this is truly, it's just like my family reunion, because at my family reunion, I've never been to one where there's been any kind of falling out, really. And so this to me was just like, I felt very comfortable, because it's honestly what I expect a family to be like. And I was really, really, really happy, because it was just This is great. Because, you know, someone and you don't feel as if they're going to reject you at all. It's like you know that you're going to be welcome no matter where you go. You can just go up and join any group or stand next to a person and just wander here and wander there. And you know that wherever you go, you're going to be welcome. And that's what family should be. And that's the way I feel when I'm at my family reunion. And that's absolutely the way that I felt here. And I really enjoyed meeting everybody. Mm-hmm. But more than that, you know, I think it was Brother Tazon and his wife, Sister Nicole, and Sister Esther, we were talking, and one of the things that he said is that you don't have to worry about somebody looking at you out of the side of your eye. The side of your eye, like, is a little off, and they're going to have to jerk you back, you know? And and one of the things when I came home, I was talking to my sister, and she was, you know, she doesn't have that same level of, you know, people, her kids think she's a little out there, that's to put it mildly. Mm-hmm. And her husband is like, but we think that in every family, there's probably going to be one person who's awoke, and that's our job to stand in the breach for the family.
Absolutely.
That's right.
That's what we just came to that conclusion. She's doing it for her family. I'm doing it for all of those people that are connected to me in any way, because there are people, they kind of tolerate me sometimes, but, you know, I'm standing for them. And when it's time to go, they will remember what we said, and they will know what it is that they're supposed to do, because they will have heard it from us. And that's what we're supposed to do. I look around to everybody, and I think it's really wonderful when I see the whole families, because that's a lovely thing to have your whole family on board. But then that means you just can reach other people. But, yeah, I don't expect to come down, because one of the things is there's joy in serving the Most High. You know, that's the thing.
Yeah.
It's just a lovely, wonderful thing. And I told him, she says, well, what if nothing happens? You know, we go through our lifetime. I said, I'm not serving it. I'm not serving the Most High to get something. This is the way that I'm going to live the rest of my life. I mean, I enjoy it. Thankful. I am so thankful to be an Israelite. And when I was there, it was just reinforced, because I'm thinking, and you know the thing that I thought about? When I saw everybody dressed in the white, it reminded me of those old pictures of people going down to the river.
Those
are the people.
It was built.
I'm just very thankful to have been able to come. I am so happy to have met everybody. I'm really, and I'm still very happy. I'm stopping.
I'm still high too, Leona. I'm high like Brother Jeremiah said. I miss y'all already for real, because it was a bond there, you know, and that's how the Most High wants Israel to be. Well, the Most High don't want Israel segregated, and this little group over here, and this little group don't talk to this little group because they don't believe the same thing. This has nothing, and you know what? This has been my motto through the whole thing, is to let the Israelites know this has nothing to do with belief. This has to do with bloodline, and we are the same blood. We are family. We got to be able to realize that, and we showed it this weekend. We showed the world this weekend how the Israelites that operate off of love, how we act, and the Most High showed up. We did.
If you think this was a powerful moment, you wait till we get into that wilderness, or we meet on the ships. It's going to be a powerful, powerful moment. And that feeling it'll be overbearing, you know, with glee. You understand? And all the folk gonna be there. Oh my goodness, it's gonna be powerful. I'm gonna tell you that now. This was beautiful. This is just an entertainment. I mean, not an entertainment.
A prelude
to what's really gonna go down. You understand?
Yep.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, and you know what? It wasn't. And I don't want to talk about the camps or anything like that. But I'm going to tell you one thing. If the Most High want to use the nation of Yehuda as a model of how it is supposed to be, he is doing that thing, because, like I said, it was Messianic and non-Messianic alike, and we had a ball. And we showed so much love that the other people of the other nations were sitting among us. They came over and sat among us. They did.
Okay.
It was beautiful. Women and men.
Hallelujah.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Now, let me ask this question. Okay, let me ask this. We have a lot of people on this line. Anybody who didn't go, do you have a question for the people that were there? Anybody who didn't go or anybody who still hasn't spoke that went, please push one. It, or if you got somebody who didn't get a chance to go and you wanted to ask questions, please do so. Because, you know, this is the time, you know, to find out. We felt like royalty. We did. We was up in that hotel feeling like royalty, boy. I'm telling you. It was beautiful. Right. Everybody was like, now this is how we supposed to live.
Yes.
You know, it was beautiful. It was a beautiful thing. You know, I know I can't wait till the video comes out. I don't know if Brother Jay is on here or not. I don't know if he was calling in or not, but I know he's working on it right now. I did send him the soundtrack, the audio tape of the 2019, August the 20th. I sent him that because he's going to incorporate that into the video as well. So I did send him that. You know, and I was really surprised. And, you know, I can't wait to see what he comes up with. I told him I wanted it to be at least 3 minutes long. At least. Hold on, let me open up the mic. Area code 337, your mic is open, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Brother Leonard. I'm just overjoyed.
Brother Leonard.
Yeah, I'm overjoyed that everything went smooth, and praise the Most High.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We sorry you didn't make it. We was hoping you was going to make it, but everybody was like, man, Brother Leonard needs to be here. But we sorry you didn't make it, but maybe next time we'll get a chance to meet.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
We look forward to you coming. Man, a lot of people was like, hey, Brother Leonard, my sister Malcolm. She was like, Brother Leonard should have been here, man. Well, I mean, we had a ball, Brother Leonard. We had a ball.
Okay. Yeah, it was very, very, very comforting. You understand?
Yeah,
you
know,
everything went over smoothly. I don't think it could have been done anything if we had rehearsed it.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I didn't have no feeling of fear at all.
Yeah.
None. I couldn't get over the clouds, Brother Leonard, the sky was blue. It was. When I show you, it was clear and blue. There was no clouds in the sky. None. It was blue. When you looked over that water, as far as you could see, the whole sky was blue. When we finished praying, when you looked up over that water, it was clouds, little puffs of clouds. Amazing. Everybody wondered where them clouds came from because the whole sky was blue. It was blue. And when they tell you it was a hush, I mean, it's like y'all told everything to be still, and it did.
Mm-hmm.
And all you could hear was us doing the prayer. That's all you could hear.
That is correct.
You couldn't even hear the water. It was no sound. None.
Absolutely.
But you know something that the Most High has.
Yes.
You faded it out.
Yeah, the Most High, Psalms 86 says that the Most High hides himself in the clouds.
Oh, well, guess what? He was there.
Yep,
he was
that's
there.
Right. Yeah.
It was quiet. Like they say, quiet as a church mouse. You know how they say you can hear a rat on cotton? It was quiet. I say quiet. Everybody noticed it. The whole atmosphere just hushed.
Time when we was at the Red Sea, and Moses said, stand still and see the power of your God.
Yes,
man,
glory, hallelujah.
And that was a powerful moment there because everything was quiet. I'm sure, you know, when Moshe told them that, everybody was quiet, you understand, watching to see what's going to happen.
Yes, it probably was just like that, Brother Donia, because it was quiet.
Okay.
It was quiet.
And those clouds, says the clouds, says it wasn't even like it was one big cloud. These were all individual clouds, like as in a fleet.
Yeah,
it sure did.
Powerful.
Now, let me ask a question, Sister. You said that you don't It's only going to be 3 minutes long, the video?
Well, I told him I wanted to at least be 3 to 4 minutes long. I don't want a long video because I want him to just focus on, you know, the prayer, you know, and us coming together and doing some things like that. I don't want a long video because we really weren't there for a long time. I mean, you know, he's going to put something together, and I'm going to look it over. And if he needs to add more time, he can do that because he took a lot of pictures.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, you know, with the things that he did and the interviews that Sister Lavia did, I think that's going to be longer than 3 minutes.
Well, I'm going to look it over and see, you know, before we approve it, we definitely going to look it over and see how he puts it all together, you know, how he does it or whatever, how he does. Because I don't want him to.
Yeah.
Say again?
I'll be happy with however y'all do it, however you do it. I'm going to tape it and put it on my MP3 player so I can look at it from time to time.
Sister Yaina, could he make maybe some CDs and we could buy them with the whole thing?
That's what I would.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'll ask him when I finally get a chance to talk to him. I will ask him if we can put the whole thing on like a CD. And then you guys can get the whole thing. I'll see what he says.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank
I'll
you.
See what he says.
All right.
Yes, ma'am. I'll see what he says about it. But, you know, he even enjoyed it. When it was over, he was like, "Do you have another program?" And I gave him a program. I was like, "Man, I know he went back and told his family about that. I know he did. I know he did."
Hallelujah.
I know,
a lot of people, if they got any sense, they recognize truth, if they got any sense.
Absolutely. It was amazing. And I think what got me the most was the people of the other nations, because they were just at us. They were videotaping us. They were taking pictures of us. They were doing all kind of stuff. I mean, you know, Max was like, "I wonder what they're going to do with them videotapes." I said, "Put them on the news." I said, "Put them on the news." They was videotaping us with their phones.
Yeah.
I don't know if Brother Chai Zion is on here, but he brought his family, his sons. It just was beautiful. It was so nice.
It was so much
love there and so much energy there. It just was nice. And that's how I've always wanted Israel to be. And that's the image that I had of Israel. When I became fully conscious that I wanted to be excited to be an Israelite, I wanted it to be overjoyed, and that's how everybody was. They was excited, they was overjoyed. We ate together, we fellowshiped together, and it just was beautiful. Anybody else that was there that didn't talk? If you want to push one, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, did we talk about the young brother blowing that shofar?
Oh, go ahead.
Talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead and tell
me. No, I was just wondering. Because the way he blew that thing, it just amazed me.
It was amazing. Amazing.
I thought he was going to pass out.
I know that, man.
Yeah. I thought my arm was going to get tired. He blew it so long.
He did. And the worst is that he's going to kill, of course.
Yeah, he was standing next to me, and I said, "Man, you want to sit down?"
It was beautiful. I think it was just amazing. And for you all who didn't come, we covered you. We prayed for you. For you all who went down in prayer with us at 12 o'clock, we went down exactly at 12 o'clock. And we did our prayer from 12 o'clock to 12:20, I think it was 23 or 20 minutes or something like that. And then we had our moment of silence where everybody took the time personally and went before the Most High. And, you know, it was a power there. It was a power. It was powerful. That's all I can say. It was powerful.
Yes, it was. It was a powerful thing. And the Almighty, you will see the results in the future. I'm talking about the Almighty does not, you know, he always gives us praise and honor and great glory and lets us know that we doing something that he approves of. He does that.
Yeah.
That's what he does. Does that. Sometimes it's right on time, and sometimes it's a little time afterwards. You understand? You know, he let us know that he approved of what we did. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, the hotel was top notch. If I ever go back to D.C., that is the place I will stay.
It was a nice hotel.
That's my
spot. I appreciate
that. That's my spot right there. They have my business. I will be right there. It was beautiful. We was looking at yachts. You guys, when we was on that hotel balcony at night, imagine it's about 7:45, 8 o'clock. We all sitting out there right before the sun went down. And when you looked out on that yacht, you seen the Potomac River, and it was nothing but yachts in front of us. It was yachts everywhere, all lined up. It was like a levee, and there was stores, and there was shops, and out there was yachts. And Sister Couture, tell them about that big yacht.
You mean my yacht?
Yeah, your yacht.
That was it cost $155 million.
Ooh,
it was
huge.
So huge. It looked like an ocean line. Other yachts were getting when it went behind it, it got lost. You couldn't even see it.
Y'all couldn't. Big old yacht. With a British flag on it. Huge.
That's how we were supposed to be. That's supposed to be
that's
our.
That's right. That's all we saw was yachts on the water and planes in the sky and helicopters flying over, and it was lit up. It was absolutely beautiful. And when I go to Washington, D.C., that is where I will stay from now on. I will. That's the hotel I'll stay in.
Mm-hmm.
They have my business. They do. They have my business. I'm telling you, it was beautiful. Just, you know, they ate breakfast out there on there. We brought our food down and we had our food out there and we just fellowshiped. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. It was amazing. It was. And the Jefferson Memorial, the steps for that was beautiful. Everything was perfect. Y'all made sure we had perfect weather. We had perfect weather.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh
yeah. Perfect. Perfect weather. I can't wait to see y'all. And you know what? And just say thank you for all that he has done. I say it anyway because I thank him all the time. But to just say thank you because he went out of his way to make sure that this weekend was perfect for us.
Yes, that's
right. He really did. I will never forget this. I think this is one of the best weekends of my life. It goes right up there at the top with some of the things that I have done, but this took the top off of all of it. It just was amazing. It was amazing. It really was. We got work to do now. Yes, sir.
I want to say this, and I said it to you and a few other people at the prayer. But if we can come together without knowing each other. Without having meet each other and met each other and have such a beautiful thing done like we just did.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine now that we know each other what we can do as a people.
Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm with you 100%. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's family, though. That's when you know you're family. You know what I'm saying? Everybody knew they was family. It was no issues. Nobody had no isms or schisms. It was just family. And that's how y'all wants us to act, Brother Yerushalayim. He wants all of the nations to be like that. He don't want us being out there hooping and hollering and cussing each other out and talking about women and angst. That's not how y'all wants us to carry on. He doesn't.
Well, that's why I'm hoping that this video that the brother when they put that video together, I'm with Brother Adonia. I wish it was about 15 minutes long at least so that they can see how we are supposed to conduct ourselves around the other nations,
by being an example. That's
what I'm going to see what he sold, what he puts together, and see if he can make it a little bit longer, you know, so he can I'll ask him how long can he make it and see what he comes up with, and then we can cut it down or add to it as we go along. You know, because I don't want to be rushed when we put it out there. I want people to really see everything, the blue sky. Oh, my gosh, I can't get over the clouds. I still can't get over the clouds. Mm-hmm. The blue sky, the prayer, when you started doing the prayer and we started praying, the clouds just moved in and set there. They did.
So, yeah, it's going to be 3 minutes if you a whole blowing of the chauffeur down because he blew it for about 5 minutes.
Right. I'ma see how long Jay can make it for. I'ma email him when I hang up from you all and let him know, you know, that everybody wants it to be longer, and let's make it as long as we possibly can, and then we can, you know, add to it. Because, I mean, I'm just looking it over, and as we do certain things, we can add to it and do the things that we need to do. So I'm going to see what he says.
Sister Yaina, I'm thinking.
Yes, ma'am.
How you said the three, maybe we can have the short one for the posting online and then have just the whole entire thing so that we can go and buy it if we want it. Because I would love it. I love the music. I love just sitting there and listening to the music and just all of the things that was kind of going on around me. I would just like to have the whole thing.
Okay.
I will definitely ask him. I'll have him call me and I'll ask him, you know, we could just get everything that he has on there and just have like one for the internet and one for us.
That would be great.
And then, you know, he can make one for us, and you don't have to buy it because you came. We can just send you a link where you'll be able to see it and do whatever you need to do. So we'll see what he says. But, you know, again, amazing. Again, very powerful. And again, if you guys didn't make it, next time we have something, please try to make it. Because what we were talking about doing was, you know, instead of going to everybody coming to Cincinnati every year, we can pick a city that one of you all live in, and we can go to where you all are and fellowship. Mm-hmm. So for the State of the Nation, because we do the State of the Nation every year. That's supposed to be the one time we come together, and we may be able to do that in different cities where you all are and be able to come to where you all are. So that's something that we were definitely talking about. I don't know if Sister Sonia is here, if Sister Malka is here, anybody else that went, do you want to share, you know, how you felt about it or you know, before we dismiss, because we're rolling up on 8 o'clock. And unfortunately, I have to go back to work tomorrow. Not looking forward to it, but I have to go. But, you know, like I said, one day we will not have to do this anymore, and God's going to bless us when we have enough money to do the Nation of Yehuda full time. I believe that.
Okay.
Because I think he wants this to be the model, you know, that everybody can look after and see how we come together in love, regardless of what you believe. This is about love. It don't have nothing to do with nothing else but blood and love. That's what it is. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. You know, that's all it's about. And, you know, and it was men and women together, men, women, and children together. It wasn't all women. It wasn't all men. It was men, women, and children together.
Hallelujah.
And we went to Washington, D.C., and we displayed for Washington, D.C., the love of the children of Israel. We did.
I'd like to say something else. I caught a taxi over because I was a little late getting to where you all were at the hotel to walk out. Mm-hmm. And so I ran into a man who was from Nigeria. He was Igbo, and he was kind of quizzing me down, thinking that I was just didn't know who I was. But he ended up telling me after I told him who we were as Israelites. And I had the scriptures. Thank you for the studies we've done, because I know who I am and I know where to find it.
Hallelujah.
So me, he said, this ride were longer.
Didn't say that. Oh.
He said he wished the ride was longer.
Wow.
And he said he had his doctorate in theology. So, but even so, now everybody doesn't know everything. They see he knew that he was an Israelite, but mm-hmm. in terms of my being an Israelite, he just thought I was a Christian who was a little deluded or something. But I had to set him straight. Mm-hmm. I know who I am. Yes.
Okay. That's right. I know that.
And it's
right.
all right
that's
to tell a person know who you are. It's all right. Matter of fact, you understand that's what standing in the name of the Almighty is all about, to let everybody know that we are Hebrew Israelites. We're not Americans.
Right. And you know, Sister Esther said the same thing. I think she took a taxi. And the same thing happened. She ended up telling the person who was driving her who we were as Israelites, and he too. And she gave him the Yehuda Project information.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty. That's beautiful. Beautiful, 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 beautiful.
Hey, sister,
all right. Go ahead.
Is your nephew
ahead, I'm sorry.
Fine?
No, he's not online. He has to work.
Oh, I'm going to give him a message that next time, if he can't run with the big dog, stay on the porch.
Okay.
I tell him. I'm definitely going to tell him. He was very pleased with everything. He worked hard. We paid him well. And you know what? He's willing to come because he worked hard. That little brother worked hard, and he helped
yes,
to make that
did.
Happen. And he did. He worked hard, and he's always there for me. That's my little brother. My little buddy.
He
and
was
my
so
nephew.
Nice.
I
really liked him. He has a sweet attitude.
Yeah.
I really like him.
Yes. And a
yep.
happy heart. Everything he did, he had
yep.
a smile on his face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he worked hard, and he's always had that spirit, and I love him to death, and he's always been there, and I just think he's wonderful, and he's always be he'll go with us wherever we go, you know, because
yes.
we paid him well, you know, so I'll praise to the Most High God. And anybody else before we dismiss, I know we don't want to go, but I got to go to work tomorrow. I just want to say thank you again to everybody that took the time to come. That you took time out of your time, your talents, and your treasures, and you brought them to one location, and the world got a chance to see the love, especially Washington, D.C. They got a chance to see the love of the Israelites. So now they can say that all of us act the same because they saw something different when we went to the Jefferson Memorial. And I just wanted to tell you guys thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
Well, flew over at least 4 or 5
Hallelujah.
Times.
I know they did. So on that note, you guys, I'm going to go ahead and end the call. We will see you on Thursday night at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the reading of the Word, and then we're going back to our schedule for Saturday and then Sunday. You all have a wonderful rest of your evening, and I'll see you Thursday night. Shalom, shalom, everyone.
Shalom.
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 Shalom.